Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Come up and see me at Shawnee Cycle Plaza today from 11 to 1. Register to win the VIP trip for two to training camp with me and Sports Radio 810 WHB overnight trip. It's going to be awesome. Tim Grunhardt has thrown his hat in the ring. And then once you see him up in St. Joe at the Hi-Ho, you will throw his hat right back at him, which is in your best interest. So stop by and see me today from 11 to 1. I heard there's even going to be some lunch there prepared by Jake Gutierrez, which he just found out about. All right.
Awesome.
Right now, our next excellent guest, I'm going to tell you, it's been pretty good, Jake.
I mean, Buster got me going yesterday.
Yeah, Tim Grunhardt today. We just had Mike McFarland. Now we have Trent Green on the show. Trent Green, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's go Blues? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's go Blues.
No, definitely, definitely. That city. You know what? They need it after losing the Rams. You know, when we won the Super Bowl in '99, I told people, I said, this is the number one's a baseball town. The Cardinals have a grasp on the town. I said, but the Blues are really number two, and the Rams would be number three. And I said, if that town ever wins the Stanley Cup, I mean, it's just going to go insane. So the fact that they've made it this far, time since 1970, yeah, it's I'm definitely been watching it.
Have you at least considered heading over to St. Louis for a game?
You know, I've thought about it, and it's funny because Mike Garozzo, is very, very generous when I thought with the golf tournament coming up on this Monday, and he's supposed to play in it, and he all of a sudden calls, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go to the Stanley Cup instead. I was like, Mike, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm going to the Stanley Cup. So, you know, I've thought about it, but definitely not going to miss it for the tournament.
That's right. But, you know, Mike Garozzo, he's and this is not a bandwagon jumper. He always talks about the Blues, lifelong Blues fan. So you at least got to respect his love.
Well, I know
the Blues.
I know he still has. I believe he still has season tickets for the Cardinals. Well, I know he still has season tickets for the Cardinals. He may even have tickets for the Blues. I mean, it's just. You know, but there's a lot of family history and stuff like that. So he's probably just maintained them just because over the years it's just good to have them. So
I was offered face value tickets for a game, $600.
Really?
So I was like, yep, I'm out.
Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
You know what? Somebody was telling me that's how high they're. And I couldn't, I guess I don't, you know, I don't know. You know, the Super Bowl, obviously they're charging, you know, over $1,000 now. Face value for a lot of those tickets are $1,000 or more. But I was like, you know, if you have two, sometimes three, if you're a home team, you may have four home games. I mean, that's, I don't know, that gets up there. But I guess they're getting it because it'll be rocking.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the secondary market's way more than that. That was face value.
Yeah, we're talking about over 1,000.
I mean, if it was my team, like if I was a lifelong Blues fan, I'd spend $600 to go. But, you know, it's like I can't afford that, you know. But, I mean,
but it's going to a Stanley Cup, Nate. Come on.
That's true. That's true, man. hey, so we're I guess Jake and I both are planning your golf tournament on Monday.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, there's nothing set in stone. Do you want to talk about that off air?
Want to reconsider this,
Trent? Do you want to go over that? Are you sure?
Well, I was going to invite you, Stephen, but I know that you're such a big TV personality now. Yeah. You know, you're I saw some big time stuff with you on TV. I was like, holy cow, Steven's coming after my job. He's switching over from radio to TV. He's coming at me.
Well, until they do a close up of my face and then back up. You know, I can't, you know, I'm terrible. You think Nate's bad? I can't even play golf at all because of my shoulders. But, you know, I'll throw my support behind it. But man, I'll live vicariously through Nate and Jake. I'm just really afraid for you personally what might happen. But yeah. I tell you, and don't let Now, Nate doesn't play that often, okay, but don't let Jake try to, I'm okay. This guy is a ringer, and so I don't know what he told you and how he presented himself, but this guy's, if there's a trophy, he's coming after it. So this guy is the real deal, so I just want to tell you that right now.
Well, that's awesome. Somebody's going to be lucky to have him on
that's
their team.
That's right. Exactly
me
right.
And my 17 handicap.
But here's the thing, and I told Nate this when he was, you know, because he was upfront about his golf game. I said, listen, I said, it's raising money for a great cause, Ronald McDonald House Charities. We've been, my wife Julie and I have been involved with them since 1995 when I was with the Washington Redskins. This is our 10th year that we partnered together for a golf tournament. They had their own tournament. I had my own tournament. We brought them together. We're sold out in the afternoon, 33 teams in the afternoon, and we're the closest we've ever been to a sellout in the morning. So the 7:30 tee time, I want to say we have 25 of 33 spots filled. So if you're still wanting to get out and golf and support Ronald McDonald House Charities, go to rmhckc.org and jump in and grab a team. We're going to have Q39s doing lunch. Sheridan's is going to do custard. We got a number of different restaurants throughout the day that are going to provide food and drinks around the course. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I could tell people firsthand, I mean, over the years, you've done a number of events, and I've emceed the auction a couple of years. I mean, when you commit to doing something in the community, you really do, and it's an outstanding event from top to bottom. And it's and again, thank you for continuing to do that in the community, and congratulations on all of the success it's had, because it really is one of the best charity events in Kansas City all year long.
Well, I appreciate that, Steven. It's, you know, it's important to me. If you're going to put your name on it, it's you got to back it up, and that's always been. That's why you don't see my name on a ton of stuff. I do work with Children's Mercy Hospital, Ronald McDonald House Charities, Phoenix Family. We started the hike reading program with them probably 7 years ago now. We have five reading centers around Kansas City, and then with the YMCA, we have the field, the Challenger Field that we put in up north, and would love to get another field in if we can accommodate that and get that done. But those are just the groups that I've decided to back, and they do great work, and so I appreciate it. Yeah, with the golf tournament, this is, like I said, this is our 10th year match together, where we bring in a lot of money for the house. A lot of families need it. Ronald McDonald House Charities, they have the family room that's in Children's Mercy Hospital, but also the three houses right there off of Cherry Street, close to the campus, so families that are in need have that ability to stay there.
Yeah, to give the details on that, I've learned a lot about it because of the charity foundation my friends and I started, that we do a lot of cancer fundraising. And look, when you talk about, and it's not just kids with cancer, but that's a big one. That's a big part of the group we're talking about here. If you are the parent of a child who has a serious disease and you have to come to Kansas City, we are so blessed to have a place like Children's Mercy Hospital that is one of the greatest children's hospitals in the entire world. But that means people come. Like if you live in Western Kansas, for example, and your kid's battling cancer and they have to come to Children's Mercy for, say, a month straight, we can think about all the different medical expenses that you have. That can just be crippling for families. You don't even think about, okay, well, wait, where are mom and dad going to stay for that month while their child is, going through the fight of their life? And that's what Ronald McDonald House does. It provides a place for families to be able to stay in Kansas City with their kids while they're going through these treatments. I mean, what a incredible organization it is, Trent. I mean, in terms of the families that are affected by this.
Well, it is, and the thing that's amazing about the organization is they don't turn anybody away. As long as they have a room or they have the ability, whether, they ask you, there's a certain amount you can pay depending on what income level you're at, and there's a lot of expenses, you just said, that go into, your child's recovery and the surgeries and whatever procedures they're going through. But the food's provided. You have a place to shower. We have a workout room in one of the houses. That's one of the things Julie and I did. Two of the houses, I think actually all three of the houses now have like play areas. So the other kids that aren't in the hospital, if you have to be there with your entire family, there's things for them to do to take their mind off of what's going on. It really is. It's it's amazing what they've done here in Kansas City. And the Longfellow House, which is the second of three houses on Cherry Street, they put in some long-term suites, and it was the first Ronald McDonald houses in the country that did that. And now there's been a number of cities around the country that have duplicated that, because if, for instance, if you're there with your child for a cancer treatment and you're there for weeks at a time, and you have a more than just yourself, if you have a family, they have suites in there. So it's really almost like your own apartment in there, where you don't feel as cramped in there, and gives you your own space. So it is, we've been very fortunate to be a part of this organization now for a number of years. And, we're gonna try and raise as much money as we possibly can on Monday.
Trent Green is our guest. Trent, one thing I wanted to get off my chest here about Patrick Mahomes while you're on the air. Shockingly, I want to talk about Mahomes. I see all these national writers coming out with this hot take now. Expect a step back for Mahomes in the offense. And so I feel like they're all doing this. So he had 50 touchdown passes and 5,000 yards. So he rolls out there with 45 touchdown passes and then you're 4,700. See, I told you, step back. He regressed. I mean, look. The bar set so high, but my goodness, what are people looking at when they say the Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs? And he's like, what the hell is wrong with people? They got to find something wrong with everybody.
You know, it's funny. Your reaction is very similar to mine, because I can't tell you how many people are coming up and like, there's no way Mahomes can duplicate what he did. And I go, well, exactly. I go, it's only been done a couple times in the history of the NFL.
I think
if he does it, you know, then that's the mind-boggling part. I go, to expect him to have 50 touchdowns and to do the things that he did. Defenses now, defensive coordinators, they have the entire offseason to spend time and figure out, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to attack him? How do we rush him from a pass rush blitz standpoint? What do we do coverage standpoint? Teams, I mean, those guys get paid a lot of money to spend all offseason coming up with ways to try and slow it down. So, when people say that he's not going to be able to have the same type of success, that is not far reaching. But I don't see it all of a sudden, you know, just completely falling off. I think, you know, he's going to have over 4,000 yards. He'll probably have 5,000 yards. Is he going to have 50 touchdowns? You know, it's only happened a few times. Could he? He definitely could. He'll probably be in the upper 30s, probably low to mid 40s, something like that. I mean, that's more realistic, I would think. That's hard for me to say. I'm laughing as I'm saying that mid-40s is realistic. But that's, you know, that's the offense he's in, and that's the type of player that he is. So it's exciting. Enjoy the ride. Why is everybody being so negative about it? It's a lot of fun, and it's pretty exciting to watch.
Hey, Chip, one more time, if people want to get involved with your golf tournament on Monday, tell them where to go and give your pitch so that we can get as many people there signed up and raise as much money as possible.
Well, we still have some groups open at the 7:30 tee time. Go to rmhckc.org, and there'll be a link on there. You can click for the golf tournament under events, and there's an easy way to sign up. Even if you can't make it out for the tournament, there's a way you can go on and start bidding on some of the silent auction items. We have a Sporting KC. Well, we have a number of sporting packages. We have Sporting KC. We have the Royals. We have the Chiefs. We have race out of the Speedway. We even have stuff over to the Cardinals to go across the state if you're looking to make a trip this summer. There's a lot of good prizes, not only sport-wise, food-wise. So if you can't make it out for the tournament, there's still ways you can support Ronald McDonald House Charities, and I appreciate you guys. Actually, Kevin Keatsman is going to be out at the course broadcasting on Monday. I know you guys have done it in previous years. You know, just appreciate the support from 810 WHB. You guys are the best, and thank you.
And can if people want to come out and play, can they request Jake or Nate at this point, or have they already been claimed by another team?
To request them, there are only certain sponsorship levels. So
right.
If you are a late sponsor and would like to jump in,
right,
you can make that happen. But it's not just a regular sign-up.
But there's a number that they could throw out there. That's, you know, there's a negotiation process.
It's for the kids.
They can get to that's Jake right. or Nate though, right? If there's a number you got in mind that can land them, yeah. Jake or Nate, right? Yeah.
If they call in and they right. They get a hold of the house and they say, listen, this is who I want to play with, they will definitely get that done.
Yeah, and they have anything like small home repair or something, Jake will go home with them. Well, you know, yeah.
You need
know,
some laminate flooring laid. I'll put the flooring in.
Light industrial work, stuff like that.
If they want to hear some long stories, you know, I'll talk their ears off.
That's
tell them some really long-winded stories.
So then that way, they're focused on your golf, Nate.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Hey, Trent, thank you very much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
That is Trent Green. Thank you so much for him coming on the show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Matt Moore is going to talk about the NBA Finals Game 1 last night, won by Toronto, the Raptors, in very impressive fashion. We'll talk more about that after this on WHB.